Today's podcast is brought to you by the Herzog Foundation. Masculinity is under attack and strong men are labeled as toxic nowadays. Today, three men discuss the challenges of being a godly man in today's culture. Stay with us. This is the Moms for America podcast. Each week, leaders and everyday champions tell personal stories, share advice, and tackle the issues most important to moms. Hi, moms. I'm Debbie Carlitis, your host, and welcome to the Moms for America podcast. So glad that you, mama, are listening today. We're so glad to have you here. Every week, we get together to inspire, encourage, and educate moms in their journey through motherhood. Well, today, we are wrapping up our interviews from CPAC with some brilliant young conservative men. Braden Sorbo is the son of Kevin and Sam Sorbo, and he's written a book called Embrace Masculinity. Braden is young, but I'll tell you, he is wise. Not only has he recovered from his own pornography addiction, he wants young men to understand that virtues like resilience, integrity, and responsibility are not toxic, and that we need more men today who embrace these qualities. Here's my conversation with Braden. Braden Sorbo is in the house. Welcome to the Moms for America podcast. So glad to have you.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, well, I was talking to his mom, Sam Sorbo, who happens to be, you know, on our board, and she said, you know, my son has written a book, Embrace Masculinity. You have to have him on the podcast. And I was like, traveling, wasn't able to do it, and then here he is.
Now I'm here.
I mean, come on.
We made it work.
It's destiny. So, Braden, thank you for being such a great voice for young men in this culture. Because now I'm going to get to the book, but you do a lot of speaking out. You do a lot of social media with your dad, which happens to be Kevin Sorbo.
Yes.
And I see you guys doing a lot of kind of, you know, things on Twitter and Instagram and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. You're speaking out for the young people.
Yeah, I'm trying to. I appreciate that. It's a struggle day by day, but we keep fighting, and that's because we know it's necessary, right?
Yeah. And what is it like to be a little influencer here? You got quite a little following from what I understand on TikTok and everything.
Man, I will say, most influencers, it's funny, we love it and we hate it at the same time. Right? We hate being called influencers because of the connotations that the negative people have put on it.
But I'm at the using same it time, good. I'm using
I, of
it
course,
good
of course. But at the same time, we do love, and a lot of us, not all, but right. a good portion of us do respect the power that we've been given. And so we try to use it, or at least I and the friends that I keep close to me, we try to use it for good.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously, you come from two parents who are extremely outspoken. One for homeschooling and Hollywood, your dad producing movies, acting. First of all, how is that to have two famous parents? And then before we get into your book.
You know, that's probably one of the most, like every time I go to a convention with my dad, people love that question because they don't know, and I don't have an answer. I've been asked that question more than any other question, and I don't have an answer other than normal, because I have nothing to compare it to, right?
Sure.
That's what I was raised with. And so for me, it's just mom and dad,
right.
You know? So I wish I had a better response.
No, and that's true, because it is just your mom and dad.
Yeah.
And that's who's taught you everything you know, those that love you the most is your parents. And I love them because they have just used their platforms in such a positive way. And the thing that's great about that is when you watch parents, your mom and dad, speak truth, it's contagious. Mm-hmm. And that's how it has spill down to you. So good for you.
Thank you.
Because not a lot of young people maybe do the same thing as their parents or, you know, are okay with being a voice.
Yeah, we're hoping that more will, and that's sort of the goal with the book is to, maybe you don't have to be on the front lines, you know, defending faith and freedom right at the beginning, but you can start anywhere, you know.
Sure.
You can start just talking to a coworker or a friend at a bar, you know. It doesn't have to be you going on interviews and having these big, long discussions. It's
affect our circle.
Every piece helps. Yes.
Affect our circle. Why did you write a book? How was this hard to write a book? I mean, this is kind of good. This got a whole bunch of chapters in here. This is pretty impressive. Let me put that up there.
We got 16 and a half chapters in it, so it's good. It's just under 300 pages, and this is my second book actually. A lot of people don't know because they didn't promote it very well. I have a first book I released right after high school called The BS Guide to Politics, which was a sarcastic political dictionary, sort of a joke project.
Not you sarcastic.
No, me never. What?
You have to watch him on some of his posts because they're pretty funny. We're talking about sarcastic.
fantastic, very funny.
Yeah, so I decided to write this about a year and a half ago. I just, growing up in Hollywood, I saw the lack of masculinity on the stage and you know, behind the cameras when the lights weren't on and the film wasn't rolling. And I realized, you know, there really is something missing. There's like a void. And I know I'm not the only one that feels it, because we see it online, we see it in the world around us and how people act, how they engage with each other. And so I decided to write a book. I called it Embrace Masculinity, because there was a trend online for a little while called Embrace Masculinity, Reject Modernity, and stuff like that. And so I loved that whole phrase, that whole concept. And so the subtitle is Lifting Men Up in a World That Pushes Them Down.
Wow.
Which I think we can all say that men are pushed down significantly. And obviously, Moms for America, you guys understand better than anyone the necessity to have good male role models,
right,
especially in the lives of children.
Amen.
But in general with their families, because the whole family flourishes and thrives,
right,
when there is a good leader in the household, when the man is able to step up and take his job, take his role as a protector and a provider,
right,
and to be more than responsible for just himself, but for his entire family. And so the goal of this book is to do that. I discuss the dating scene for young men. I discuss the pornography industry, big pharmaceutical,
wow,
stuff, mainstream media, abortion, the church, effeminate, the church being overrun with the feminization, why men are leaving in droves.
Yeah.
I mean, 75% of Protestant churchgoers are women. Men are just not going to the church. We're seeing this return almost with Catholic and Orthodox churches with young men nationwide, almost worldwide, because they're looking for order in their lives rather than, you know, some big non-denominational rock concert with a motivational speech. And so this book kind of speaks to everybody who's looking still or has potentially found what they might have been looking for. And it has a chapter, the very last chapter is called A Note to Women. And so this book serves as almost a checklist for young women if they're looking to meet a guy or talk to a guy, see if he marks off the book, what the book discusses.
Wow. God put this on your heart? I mean, those are some really, when you just talk about all of those topics, those are really intense. And to have that, how old are you? 23. To have God place something on your heart like that, and then get it into the words, and then share this, I mean, that's a big calling. Good for you.
Thank you.
Good for
you. I'm hoping it's good.
The Lord blessing you.
Lord willing, it reaches the people that it needs to reach.
Yep.
I've been blessed to receive endorsements from everybody on the spectrum of masculinity, from, you know, someone like John Rich, General Mike Flynn, Governor Michael Huckabee, amazing people, all the way to the Andrew and Tristan Tate. You know, and my goal with them is, I hope, because Tristan is Christian now. The younger brother became Christian. Andrew is still a professing Muslim, but he's searching. And I have a feeling a lot of their followers are searching as well. And so with their name on this book, I'm praying that it's used almost as a Trojan horse to get into the hearts of the young men who are part of
that
red pill movement, who are still looking because they feel that emptiness and they're trying to fill it with every single thing.
Right.
And they haven't tried God yet. And we're hoping that this book kind of entices them to do that.
Well, if you don't know who you are, you don't know that God's created you to be male, to be the protector, the provider, to lead your home, to mentor your children as a father.
Yeah.
I mean, when you get these things off, I blame the women for a lot of these problems. They got us into this. Problems, meaning, you know, they've feminized the whole world to nobody knows what anything is anymore. But men have to know their role, and they're so important, and we've been missing it. It's the moms that have been, like, at the forefront at the school boards and calling out the leadership and all that. And we need the men. We need the dads. We need young men like you to speak up and encourage your generation.
Well, I say it truly is a shame that Moms for America has to exist. You know, it's a shame that these companies and that women like you have to stand up because the men are too afraid to. Right? I have good friends of mine who are involved, female influencers, who are sitting here going, I don't want to be here. I want to be at home. I want to go bake bread. I want to have children. I want to be a wife. I want to take care of a family. I don't want to have to be doing interviews every single day. I don't want to have to be doing all this. But guys are afraid to step up. Guys are not willing to come to the plate. And it's incredibly disappointing. And like you said, part of it is the feminization of the world. The other part is God has designed a specific order in the universe, as we both know, right? Jesus is not less than the Father, but he still submits to the will of the Father. That's how it works. It's not because Jesus is less, but it's because there's an order.
Right.
In the same way as when Paul writes in Ephesians 5:22-25, women submit to your husbands, men sacrifice yourselves for your wife like Christ did the church, right? There's a specific role and an order that we have to be following, and we're not following that role. And so that's why we're in the state that we are. And I'm hoping that this kind of brings people back to it. But what I've realized as men
chaos.
Is exactly what I've realized. A lot of men look at women today and they blame women for all of the problems. And I go, okay, Yes, and how is that being productive? You could say that this is a problem that women caused, and then what are you going to do about it? You're going to hope that they fix it? No, you need to take initiative and fix it yourself. One in four women today are on OnlyFans between the ages of 18 and 35. One in four women have an OnlyFans account, had an OnlyFans account,
or will
make it.
I mean, these stats will just blow my mind.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
And it breaks my heart that that has to happen. But what I've realized is I can look at them, and I can make fun of them or disparage them or say things like, oh, well, you guys, you're
that's sad.
Awful. Or I can take the three out of four women who are doing good jobs, who are working, who are fighting the good fight, and right. I can exemplify and lift them up to serve as an example for the one in the four who are struggling,
right.
who are searching, who are lost.
Right.
I say, look, I'm not beyond God's grace. If God could save me, he could save anybody. You know,
right.
I'm a wretched, terrible sinner just like the
yes.
rest of us.
Sinner
so,
saved by grace.
Exactly, exactly.
Right.
I can't do it myself.
Right.
And I think a lot of people look at Christians and they go, well, you just have this high and mighty. And I get that. I get that. I've been shunned by churches myself, right? But what they have to realize is that's not the church is not, Christ is not the church. The church is Christ, or should be Christ. And so people can't look at the followers and judge Christ based off of his followers' actions. They can look at the followers by Christ's merits, not their own. And so I'm hoping that young men, which they are waking up to the call of becoming protectors and providers, even when it may not seem like it's worth it, even when it may seem like it's a losing battle. You know, there are guys complaining online about not getting a wife that's submissive, not getting a wife that's caring or loving. And I go, well, you're not worthy of it. You are not worthy of the submission and the nurturing nature of a woman until you prove it. You can't just expect it out of the gate. That's absurd.
Right.
Because then what? It doesn't work and I break up with you and you've already proved it and I've already proved it and now you're going to go submit to someone else. That's a weird dynamic.
Right.
No, I have to prove that I'm able to provide, that I'm able to protect, and that I am responsible for you so that you feel comfortable enough to relax into your natural femininity
right.
and embrace that role.
And
I like
trust.
To say,
yeah.
I like to say the most important thing a man can do is be good enough that his woman can basically turn her brain off around him. She doesn't have to worry about anything. She can just breathe easy and relax anytime they're outside of the house. And when they're inside the house, he can do that.
I love that. That's a great setup.
Thank you.
That's what we're all working towards, really. Your generation, what do you think the challenges are for young men in your generation right now?
Porn.
You talked about porn.
Porn. Yeah. That's it. Everything else stems from it.
Isn't that?
It's the most vile. The creator or one of the fathers of the porn industry, his name was Alvin Goldstein. He was quoted as saying, "Why do we make porn? Because we hate Christ and what he stands for."
It's just destructive. It's
more than destructive. We, in today's day and age, have harder battles in that aspect than any of the church fathers did.
Oh,
as far
100%.
As lust goes, this is the spiritual martyrdom of the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
Whereas during Rome, during the origination of Christianity, it was the physical martyrdom.
Right.
We have the spiritual martyrdom. We are struggling more with lust than any other generation before
right.
us because it's accessible. On my phone,
yeah.
I have, if I want to, the access that kings never could have. Not even just regular people. Kings could not get what I could get on my phone.
And you can be 10 years old.
I could be 8.
You could be 8.
The average age for
yeah.
discovering pornography is 11 in America today.
Yeah, that's right.
The average age.
Yeah.
And it's not even intentional. Most kids don't even search it purposefully.
Right, and it's not... It's different pornography now. All of it's horribly
yes,
bad.
Yes, it's degrading. All it does is destroy the image of the children of God in front
violent.
Of your eyes. Yes.
And it's violent.
Yes.
And it's accessible on the phone. So we talk about this so much
yes,
with our moms.
I do too.
Because they have got to get this under control. They've got to figure out how to deal with the phone, the iPads, get those perimeters. But yes, I mean, I could see that. And, you know, it used to be back in the day when your challenges of a marriage, it was always going to be financial or, you know, staying true to your husband or your wife. And now it's pornography.
Now it's pornography. Yeah, I tell men.
It's ruining every marriage.
I tell men the thing that, because I struggled with pornography myself when I was younger. My testimony is I discovered it at 8 years old. So I struggled with an addiction that lasted just over a decade. So over 3 years ago is when I stopped all pornography.
Wow.
And I quit it cold turkey, and I say I didn't quit it, God did for me. Right?
Delivered.
Because God took it away from me. No
yeah.
one quits an addiction cold turkey after suffering with it for a decade.
Wow.
But I can tell you, and I'm still recovering from that. That was detriment. I was 8 years old. It destroyed me. But the thing that got me out of the mindset was someone told me, I saw an interview, I can't remember the person's name, but he said, you will never be a real man if you indulge in lust, if you indulge in porn. And to me, my ego, that clicked. And so to any guy listening that might be struggling with that, you will never be deserving of one of God's daughters, and you will never be a real man until you stop.
Wow.
That's that's it.
Yeah, that's it. It is that simple, and it's that complicated. Yeah, wow. Brandon, you are doing a great job. Again, how do they get this book?
So people
can
go.
For all the young men out there, we need to get this. Moms, you need to get this for your sons.
Yes, so people can go to sorbostudios.com. It is available for pre-order right now. The book will be shipping at the end of April. It's the perfect graduation gift. I'm just saying. If they want to get it on Amazon, they will be able to do that as well, but it won't come signed, whereas on Sorbo Studios, it will.
Last words to the moms that are out there that are raising young men.
Unfortunately for the moms, you can't be the father figure for your children.
Right.
And so.
Nor should you be. Right.
Nor should you be. You're going to have to hope, pray, and change your husbands, should need be, to continue to serve as the leader, protector, and provider of your household, and pray that your sons follow that same path. Proverbs says, teach a child the way that he shall stray, and he will never depart from it. And so that is true. At the same time, it is difficult because people will rebel. And moms, get this book for your kids.
Yep.
Because it covers everything. It gets very uncomfortable. I will say, the book does get uncomfortable, but it's necessary.
What's the age group for this?
18 to 30 and upward.
Okay. Good. Well, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Appreciate your voice. That's good.
Thank you.
Well, as you can see, Brayden is an impressive young man and wrote an incredible book. You might want to check this out for any young man in your life. Again, that book is called Embrace Masculinity. Thanks again, Brayden, for joining us. After this break, I'll be talking with two more men about what it's like to be a conservative in today's culture. We'll be right back. Hi, moms. I'm excited to share some news about our new sponsor, the Herzog Foundation. We know you're passionate about raising patriots and empowering your children with the best education possible. And the Herzog Foundation shares that passion. They're dedicated to promoting liberty through education freedom and helping parents like you choose the best educational path. They offer a powerhouse of resources designed to support families and schools alike. Whether you're ready to dive in headfirst to the world of education or simply looking for more ways to empower your child's learning. From free training events to their must-read online publication, The Lion, they're committed to keeping you informed about what's happening in education. Also, if you've ever thought, moms, about starting your own Christian school or co-op, their School Box online course will give you everything you need to get started on the right foot. Again, we are so proud to partner with the Herzog Foundation, and we encourage you to explore all their amazing tools and the insights that they offer. So go ahead, visit herzogfoundation.com to learn more. You won't want to miss these incredible resources. Again, find it all out at herzogfoundation.com.
You know, I've never really felt comfortable sharing pictures of my kids on social media. Then I found Tubu, a premium social app with an actual authentic community. No bots, no one trolling me or my family, just clean, wholesome content you can trust.
All right, welcome back, moms. Before we continue our interview, I'd like to invite all of you to like, subscribe, and share our podcast. I always want to remind you every week to do that because that's how we get our podcasts out. Also, if you have an idea or a topic for our podcast, would you please email me at podcast@momsforamerica.net. I would love to hear from you and any suggestions that you may have. Lastly, I want to invite all of you, the moms that are out there listening, to join the movement here at Moms for America. I sure hope you're a part of our tribe. It's moms like us uniting all across the country. We are fighting for faith, family, freedom, and the Constitution. How do you join? You go to momsforamerica.us. Sign up for our newsletter so you get our podcasts and our blogs every week and any special information that we have for our events. And then also you can check out all of our incredible resources on our website. Again, it is momsforamerica.us. All right. Well, our next guests are from Fisher Liberty Gold. They are a full-service, conservative-owned and operated precious metals, gold, and silver investment company that specializes in IRAs. Well, we're going to be picking up with the discussion that I had with Brayden Sorbo. We were talking about what it means to be a young conservative in today's culture. Here we go.
We've got some great guys joining us here on the stage. We have Alexander Spillane, founder, CEO, and it's Fisher
Liberty Gold.
Liberty Gold. New name, so I want to make sure I get
that's
that
right.
New branding. And also the Vice President, Nicholas Scott. Welcome to Moms for America.
It's a pleasure to be here. It's
all
great
right,
to be here.
We do love talking with the boys, too. The boys can always have some good information for us. I should say the men here. You are on our advisory board now.
Yes.
Yeah, and we also gave you a Patriot Star Award just mm-hmm. recently at the inauguration. So yeah. You're fully into Moms for America.
I've been tapped in. It's funny. I had another event the same day of the award ceremony, so my mom received that award for me, which was so fitting because I've been trying to get her to get involved too. And me, my mother and I just got to watch Kimberly speak. So the energy here is great, and I'm just really happy to be here and be a part of this. So.
Well, thank you. Thanks for your support. You really have been, whatever it is, the last 6 months really been a great support of Moms for America.
Yeah.
I know we're going to do a lot of things together. We're going to talk about your business. We're going to talk about really investments. But for you, I do want to ask you, how is CPAC? Is this is both of your first time?
It is my first time here at CPAC in Washington, D.C., actually. We're about a speck of red in a sea of blue in Southern California. So.
Oh, Nicholas, you're from California.
I know.
I'm
well,
from
we
Illinois.
Got to hold it down for all the conservatives out there in California. There's more than you think, but we bleed red, and red, white, and blue. But with that being said, you know, CPAC's been a great event. We've been very fortunate to support a lot of big events, in the conservative movement with Turning Point, Moms for America at the gala at Mar-a-Lago. It's been very good to work for a company that supports values that I grew up with and that are very fundamental to me. And it's just nice to be surrounded by people who really enhance that all across this country, like Moms for America, empowering communities, households, the education system. So we're very proud to be here.
Thanks. You guys are great. I so appreciate you stopping by because it's great to hear different perspectives. I mean, you guys are, I would say, kind of young conservatives. You're out there sharing the message. You speak to conservatism a lot in this culture. And being men, geez, men are attacked right and left right now in the world today. I mean, you can't even be masculine anymore.
You know what that's about? They want to break up the family unit, right?
Absolutely.
And I was reading a statistic that 80% of the people in jail didn't know their father. So if you look at the people in jail, for example, they're actually less likely to go to jail at all if they have their father.
Right.
And so what happens is, like, when they destroy the man, they destroy the whole family. And it's just something that is becoming, like, business as usual at this point, right?
It is. It's very challenging. For you in this culture, how do you push back against the feminization, really, of men? I mean, it is at an all-time high. Thank God we're bringing back the men, but it really is a challenge. I mean, I have two boys. I have a 20 and a 27-year-old, and they don't know. It's a weird world.
It's true, and unfortunately, a lot of the information you see on social media, especially during Biden's presidency, really
horrible.
Just skewed things in a direction that corrupted a lot of people's mind. They don't want to believe in marriage. They don't want to believe in raising kids.
Yeah.
You have all these youth advertising. I mean, they ran a whole campaign off abortion, which is just awful, in my opinion. And
terrible.
I think that, we just have to keep standing for the values that we believe in, being strong men and being leaders, and eventually that will prevail in our communities, in our households. Luckily, I've been very fortunate to find a wonderful, beautiful conservative woman who supports those values. So,
there you go.
A lot of people aren't so lucky because they're running out. But luckily, we're bringing that back. We're reinforcing those values again with Donald Trump. And, it's tried and true. You see the statistics.
Yeah.
A unified household, it's okay to have traditional gender roles, and have empowered women at the same time, empowered men. We're supposed to work together to cultivate a wonderful household for our children and bring them up in a loving nature, It's very important for their development.
Right. America's built on the family unit.
100%. Yes. I'd say Moms for America is in agreement with that, right? Like, most of the members of Moms for America believe in the gender roles in the family unit. And that's another thing is, like, women also have to come together and they have to to take responsibility and take charge. They have to see what's best for everybody. And I think that the whole feminist movement is like, they
I don't know if it's they're insecure about, you know, their ability to succeed in the world, or they feel somehow like mistreated. I don't know what it is.
I know.
You know?
Well, you know what Kim says.
But they feel like they're being empowered, right?
Right.
By going that. I think that what's more powerful than that is, you know, having a good family, you know, and they're, if you look at the women who are feminists, I don't know a lot of them who have like a really strong family.
Right.
I just don't.
And I agree with you wholeheartedly. And Kimberly will say the women got us into this, and it's the women that need to get us out of this. Because really, the feminists have championed a message that is empty, and it is, honestly, it's wrong. I mean, we all want to be empowered and do what we do best as women, whether it's a career, home, whatever that is, balancing all right. that. I mean, for me, home, being a homemaker is my number one, because that's my husband, that's my children, you know, and then everything else is just, you know, whatever God's timing is. You can't have it all at the same time, but you can have it all in different places along
that's
your journey.
Right.
And I think as women, we just have to really understand God has given us a beautiful role to support our husbands, to be that great helpmate. And I mean, it's tough to be a man in this world and to do all that and come, you know, well, build our home and teach our children.
Find a woman who has gratitude for being able to be in that role.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of women,
they're not
content. You know what I mean? And so, you know, as a young man, I can tell you, I'm 32. I don't know if I'm that young, but he's a lot younger. He's 27.
I'm 27.
Oh,
yeah, so,
really? 27, 32? I knew you guys were young. And I shouldn't have said boys, because it is men, but you're just so cute and you're young.
We appreciate that.
What I can say, especially in California, at least in Los Angeles where we're from.
What's it like there?
Well, it's hard to find a woman who wants to you know, that shares the same values as I do. Yeah. Absolutely is.
So I mean, now the world's watching. Your phone's gonna be. Moms of America is gonna be like, that Alexander, he's so cute.
Well, Alexander is single, so.
Well, maybe not for long, but yes. I mean, this is everybody's on a journey. You'll find the right one in just the right time.
Yeah.
I'm completely sure of that, because you're a great guy.
We're on God's time.
That's it. It's on God's time. And it is hard in California. It is hard in Illinois. And it is hard because women have, you know, kind of abandoned a lot of this. But I really do believe one of the things we're doing here at Moms for America is we are working to restore motherhood. You know, being a homemaker is not a bad word. I mean, I don't like housewife. That's bad.
Yeah.
I don't like that one. But being a homemaker, making your home. And so I know you guys, but let's talk about now a little bit about the industry that you're both in.
Absolutely.
Precious metals,
yes.
Right?
Gold and silver.
It's just doing phenomenal right now. I mean, gold's gone up over 80% the past 2 years. Silver's also done really well. I think it's like over, what is it, 55%, something like that,
in
the past couple years. So our clients that have made this move into gold, is the primary reason wasn't to see the profit. The primary reason was to secure something outside the traditional banking system that's going to keep them secure and provide a hedge against worst case scenarios. You know, under Biden, you had really, really bad inflation, and it's completely underreported, because they say it's like 8 to 12%, depending on the you know, who's reporting it. But if you go to the store and you look at how much the cost of a gallon of milk or a carton of eggs costs, it's like 33%. It's that, so that's where it's hitting people, you know, in everyday life, right? So you can't always see like how inflation trickles down, you know, in the workforce. You can't see how it affects people, you know, in their day to day.
How did you get into this industry?
Well, I'll tell you why. I don't know how I stumbled into it.
Okay.
That's number one. But why I chose to pursue this is because I believed I'd always have job security. Because I believe all people are always going to want gold and silver, no matter what's happening. So it's a great benefit right now for people who really want to get out of, let's say, the stock market, where, you know, there are a lot of experts are warning you can crash.
Sure.
It's a great way to secure yourself something that you own and control. And I think that's really why conservatives gravitate towards it, is because they want to take back control of their money.
Mm-hmm.
They want to liberate themselves from a system that's gone woke. Because if you look at, like, where these other
gold's
companies...
Gold's not woke.
No,
it's God's money.
How could it
official
be?
Liberty is not
it's
either.
God's money.
The fact of the matter is that, and this is what I've mainly spoke about on Turning Point USA stages, and I've even gone to high schools in different chapters for them and spoken, and it's really about the importance of voting with your wallet. So, you know, at the end of the day, what we do know is if they're with banks like Bank of America, JP Morgan, or if they're investment companies like Vanguard, have their money in BlackRock funds.
Right.
We know
okay.
what those companies support.
Right.
They're the ones that are supporting transgender rights. They're all supporting the DEI agenda, which thank God Trump got rid of. But you know, it's right. even though he signed that order, it's not going to just happen overnight,
right.
and they're going to push back.
There's a cultural
then,
warfare.
Because like imagine like now you're in the workforce and you say, oh well, you want to point out that this is DEI stuff going on, that you could lose your job. I mean, even though there's an executive order that says that we're abolishing it, I don't think it's really going to be that easy,
right.
especially for the companies that have already indoctrinated that into their
right.
workforce.
Yeah,
right?
They're going to have a fundamental change on that. But I love what you're talking about, kind of taking back your financial,
yeah.
your
yeah.
financial pocketbook, you know, what you have. Now, my husband always says it's gold and silver, that's God's money.
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
so your advice, just to, for those that maybe not considering gold or confused about it, because, you know, I'll tell you one thing that everybody says. Okay, I have a thing of gold or whatever. I can't go and buy bread with it, right?
You know, I say to that.
But you hear this a lot.
You're not going to go buy bread with your Fidelity account statement or
yes.
your JP Morgan account statement either.
I want to address this, yeah.
I mean, when people say, oh, but you know what? You can buy a bread for with a piece of silver. So that's why, you know, if people are buying gold and silver precious metals for the purpose of like a barter situation, no, you're not going to trade a 1 ounce piece of
right.
gold that costs almost $3,000 right now for a loaf of bread. But you can get into fractional assets, and silver is affordable to everybody.
Right.
I mean, anyone can get silver. In fact, we give away a lot of free silver because if you look at, you know, some of these fractional coins, you can get a quarter ounce for like $8 right now. Quarter ounce of silver for $8, now you get a piece of silver. And I think that it's just important that people have this, some exposure to it, right?
Right.
Because you can't just
should
put all your eggs
portfolio.
In one basket.
Should be your portfolio,
absolutely.
Right?
There's no reason it shouldn't
100%.
Be.
You need to be diversified. You need to have physical assets. You need to have ownership because we're living in a world where the elites, they want to take away all the ownership from us regular people, whether it's your house, your guns,
oh, yeah.
you know, your gold and silver. They want to have full control of your finances. This is how you liberate your system, or your investments from a system that is controlled by the globalist agenda,
right.
by these woke agendas.
And, that's true.
You know, that's why we're empowering conservatives to take back control of their finances.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very important now. You know, silver is a great investment. You know, there's a big article by Robert Kiyosaki talking about how silver's real-world use cases are growing in scope with technology, healthcare applications, manufacturing, you name it. I mean, it's a growing, increasing demand for silver,
yeah.
limited supply. Like Charlie Kirk said, you know, in a world where dollar bills are endless, you need to have resources, investments that are finite. And I think that's a very important message. And
right.
you can't print gold,
can't
and, silver
print gold and silver
like
right.
fiat currency,
yeah,
like paper
can.
Money. And the Federal Reserve has shown that they're willing to print as much money as possible to delay this financial crisis. And that's why we've seen this debt deficit grow
right.
to over $36 trillion. So something's got to be done. And you got to protect yourself because, fortunately, our finances are still in our control, and you got to control what you can in this life.
Right.
And luckily, that is still something you have control over. So protect your retirement savings and your overall just financial.
Where do you start?
Where do you start? Well, you can go to cpacgold.com for an exclusive offer from Fisher Liberty. That's where you can start.
There you go.
You can also text the word metals to 26786, and we'll get you a text right back with more information. But you know, I want to touch base on one thing, because speaking of, when you brought up the debt, Nicholas, there's a rumor going around right now, and I heard Glenn, actually I heard a close friend of mine who's really close with the Trump family mention it to me.
Okay.
He said, but it's not public yet.
Uh-oh.
Then I saw Glenn Beck talking about it on his show.
Okay. You
so,
got scoop.
You know, back in the 1940s when we had the Bretton Woods Agreement, right? Where the U.S. government had everyone turn in their gold, and they gave them the cash, and then they reset the price of gold. So on the balance sheet, all this gold that was put in Fort Knox is still valued at $45 an ounce on the balance sheet.
Okay.
So, and this is the rumor, the theory, is that now you hear about Elon Musk and Donald Trump trying to audit Fort Knox. So we now see JP Morgan paying people to fly commercial and bring all this gold over from London. If you look at the COMEX, there's a huge amount of inflow into gold and silver, and it's causing shortages. And I think just based on that, that there's going to be, and I heard this from a friend of mine, it's not public, but there's a way that the US government can actually shrink the balance sheet if they reset the price of gold on the balance sheet from 45 to now it's 2,900. But I think they're like, well, hey, I mean, if it goes to 5,000, if it goes to 4,000, which there's real forecasts for that, that could happen within the next 2 years.
So those that have invested already would obviously.
And that's not even so hard for me to believe. Like, people say, oh, gold's not gonna go up that much. But it did this before. Back in 2007, from 2007 to 2011, gold actually had a run of 255%. So when you see bull runs for gold, they're oftentimes, they do make big leaps. If you look at the 35-year average, it's around 8% according to JP Morgan, which is why what we run into is a lot of people who have financial advisors, they'll say, well, no, you don't want to buy all this gold right now because you're going to pay a premium on it. Yes, you do pay a premium, and that's why I encourage the young people, especially the audience, you know, okay, for Turning Point USA, if you just start buying gold and silver gradually over an extended period of time, you dollar cost
start
average
your collection.
In,
absolutely.
I mean, that's the best way to do it. That way you don't find yourself in a situation where, oh, no, like, all these other countries, all these central banks, you're buying all this gold. I don't have any. Now I got to, like, make a real purchase here. It's like, if you started, but here's why people don't do it. It's because they don't want you to do it. Because we were taken off a gold standard in 1971. That's when all the printing of all this money started. So if they wanted you to have gold, these banks and brokerages would just allow you to buy it from them. Exactly. But they don't. They only want you to buy stocks, bonds, mutual funds. And all these companies, you know, are on the S&P 500. I'd say like a great amount of them are actually partly owned by Vanguard and BlackRock.
True.
Follow, connect the dots.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Connect the dots, because that's it. And I know that everyone should be collecting gold and silver and precious metals because you want to have your portfolio. The little bit that I know of it, listening to my husband on a regular basis, gold's going up, gold's going up, yeah, silver, you know, and then you get the delivery, you know, and it's like, he's like, I really believe in this because we want to have diversification. It's not that hard. And when they took us off that gold standard, yeah, it's never coming back, right?
Well, you know, Donald Trump had, which appointee was this? It was the proposed chair of the Federal Reserve. It was, I forget what the woman's name at the time. She was for going back on the gold standard. I don't think the idea of doing that would be so out of the picture for Trump. It's just, how do you do it?
Right, how do you get
that's
back?
That's the problem, is how do you get back there? A great way to get back there would be, you know, exactly how they did it in under Franklin Delano Roosevelt, which is that they had everyone turn in the gold. They said, we have the most gold in the world, so therefore we should set the price for what gold should cost. And that's when they did a price reset. So I don't think that that's so far from happening. I don't think
anything can happen with this White House.
I don't think they would just announce, oh, all of a sudden, right, now gold's this much. I just think you're going to continue to see it go up, and that they have a way to ensure that it does happen that way.
Good.
So, and when it happens, and if they revalue the balance sheet, that shrinks the balance sheet, because now the assets value has gone up and the liabilities can come down. So that's, it's a way that they can eliminate, you know, a good chunk of debt, and there's not really a quick way to do that, right?
Right.
That's really something nice to see Trump doing, because look, he already canceled all the US aid programs, right? And it's because he doesn't want the government getting themselves in any further debt.
Right. Okay.
It's not even about, like, do we have the money to do it or not? Yeah, the money's there, but how does it affect us long term? And where does it end? And I mean, this stuff that they uncovered, it's kind of hard to trust. You know, if the government's spending all their money and they're sending it out of the country, and it never comes back, by the way. Right. Once they send the money out of the USA, it never comes back here.
Yeah.
So once, well, I'm saying, once they send it out, think about it. Like, it's the U.S. government who's putting us at risk with that kind of spending.
Sure.
Because other countries will say, well, why are we trading in U.S. dollars when it's only based on credit? And now it's so lopsided that it's really based on debt, right? So that's why countries like Russia and China are trying to start these BRICS nations and they want to try and throw the U.S. dollar as a world reserve currency. That's what they want to do.
And it all does come back. I mean, this could kind of be our closing thought here. It all does come back to finances, doesn't it? I mean, where the money is, the power is. And I think it's a little scary for us because we don't want, you know, we want America to thrive and prosper. Just your closing thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to make changes when you know the system for so long. That's part of the reason why we really like to educate people first. Yeah. You know, how, especially people in the retirement, which is where most of our business comes from, is helping them learn their options, how to transfer your 401k, how to transfer your IRA into physical gold and silver tax-free.
That's right.
Penalty-free, fee-free. And that's something that we educate our clients each step of the way. They're very, very involved in the process, the decision-making. We like to really give them a full presentation on everything so they can feel comfortable and confident in their investments. And they just feel a lot better and have more peace of mind knowing that their investments are backed by gold and silver than backed by Wall Street, bank, and government products that are paper with their name on it.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're very proud of all the work that we've done with Turning Point, with Moms for America.
Yeah.
We just have a new partnership with Lindell TV.
That's great.
And so you can qualify for up to $20,000 in bonus silver with qualifying orders if you visit cpacgold.com and or text metals to
26786.
There it is.
I love it. No, seriously, there's nothing, you know, more stabilizing as if your finances are in order.
Yeah.
So thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for making this, you know, coming up here and chatting with me because
we love supporting great events like this.
Thank you to the Moms for America.
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously.
Absolutely.
You guys did a lot to make sure that we had a chance of getting Donald Trump elected in the first place. You really did. And, you know, I can say my favorite part of these events is some of my best friends that I have right now may not live in Southern California, but I have met them at all of these events. So one of the best parts about when I've gotten involved to support, you know, nonprofits like yours is you just meet the people that
you
see eye to eye with.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, like, and that's been a big challenge for me. So I'm just really grateful for the connections I've made here. And I really look forward to events like this.
Good.
So I wasn't planning to come to this, but once I got a call,
here.
I was like, okay, we're going to go, you know?
Yeah. Well, thank you to Fisher Liberty Gold, right?
Yes.
I got it right. All right. Thanks, guys. God bless you. And again, moms, check
God
it all
bless.
Out.
Thank you.
Because finances, precious metals, silver, gold, we got to have in our portfolio.
All right. Well, thanks again to Nicholas and thank you to Alexander for joining us and talking about what it's to be a young conservative and obviously the importance of gold and investment. Super great conversation about that. Thanks to Braden, too, for sharing your story and your book. All right, moms, this is it for this week. As always, I want to thank you for being a part of today's show. Again, like, subscribe and share. Again, check us out, momsforamerica.us. All of our resources, seminars, webinars, and signed up. And join the movement there. We have everything that you can imagine at Moms for America, from parental rights to public policy, from the kitchen table to Congress. We have it at Moms for America to help you in your journey through motherhood. All right, moms, I will see you next week. And as always, let's keep changing our country one home at a time. God bless. A special thank you to our sponsors, the Herzog Foundation and Tuvu. The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of the Herzog Foundation.